Yes, indeed, Tara. We've done quite nicely for the September quarter. 75 tonnes was the output, and that's up one tonne on the June quarter, and indeed it's up 2 tonnes, or about 3% in the from the September quarter of last year. So a positive performance.
Absolutely. Is that a bit of a surprise, though, that it was up?
Not really, but given that we've had some wet weather, particularly in the eastern states in the last several months, it was pretty good, I think.
And that that increase in output must be nice, considering the... Look, the price has been a little lackluster in recent weeks following that really big spike we saw immediately following the US election.
Well, I think the local producers are taking advantage of the higher gold prices that we've really had for much of 2016. Sure, we've had the spikes with, first of all, Brexit in June and then pre-US elections, and that were two very good spikes there, really a record price for one of those. But the local price has been very good for the year. It's varied between, say, in Aussie dollars anyhow, between about 1,600 and 1,800 an ounce for much of the year. And the average has been near $1,700 an ounce in local terms, which is really very good.
And when we're talking prices, of course, we're talking there about spot gold prices. But I understand that hedging's come back a little bit into favour.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it was the thing in Australia once, but during the price hikes from the early 2000s on until about 2010, 2011, it wasn't in vogue. But once again, hedging, and that means any of the forward mechanisms or indeed very much options, have become much more attractive. And with the couple of peaks we've had this year, well worthwhile for producers to lock into some very attractive gold prices.
Now, Sandra, I know you don't like to predict the future price of gold, but look, I suppose we can't really get away from the fact that there are some events coming up that will no doubt impact price.
That's indeed true. Now, prediction, I've been around too long to predict. You cannot know the future, but certainly just looking at what's been going on with the US Federal Reserve, probably going to increase interest rates shortly, and the likelihood and the uncertainty indeed of the policies for President-elect Trump, it looks like it's not going to be very positive for gold. But the other aspect of that is, of course, what usually makes life better for the Australian industry in particular is that Australian dollar versus the US dollar rates. And the US dollar certainly is firmed on the possibility of increase in interest rates. Therefore, the Aussie price is not too bad.
Mm, absolutely. Now, Sandra, I suppose we can't really talk about gold at the moment in this day and age without talking about the super pit. And we've heard in recent days that Minjar Gold Limited, which are a subsidiary of the Shanghai-listed Shandong Tian Home Property Group, they could buy that 50% stake that's up for offer in the super pit that's being sold by Barrick. And there's been some conjecture that this could be going to an overseas company, but there's not really much difference to what it's currently operating at, is it?
No, well, I think we've all been waiting for some time as to what would happen with regard to the proposed sale of Barrick's 50% of Super Pit. But if it does indeed finally go to Minjar Gold, it is still an overseas company because it's Shanghai listed. And, of course, Barrick is Canadian. So in terms of foreign ownership, it would be the same. So if it comes off, and we'll have to wait and see precisely what all the details are, but it means that overseas control of the local gold industry would indeed remain the same. And at the moment, the current level is around 49%. So it's just about 51% Australian control and about 49% overseas control. As we stand at the moment, it varies from time to time, of course.
Now, from big miners to small miners, there have been a number of those smaller producers that are coming on stream, I see.
Well, yes, I mean, you asked earlier what has contributed to the even a minor increase, but certainly we're seeing ongoing a lot of the smaller companies are getting into business and digging out a bit of gold, and that's certainly helping things along. It's certainly contributing to the gold output. But we do have a few concerns about quite how their news is reported.
That being?
Well, yes, it's mostly that often it's reported as being toll-treated material, whereas a toll treatment means that the smaller company pays to have its ore treated, but then it takes back the doré gold and sells it on its own behalf. That's fine, but there are a lot these days who are selling their ore to the larger companies that have spare capacity, and that ore is then being included in the output from the major companies. So you have to be careful as to whether a new producer is indeed a producer with their ore being toll treated, or whether in fact they're selling ore which is then being counted in with somebody else's production.
Well, Sandra, let's finish off by crunching the numbers. Who were the top five producers?
Well, that's always an interesting one, and we're certainly seeing Boddington come to the fore. This quarter, they produced 220,000 ounces and were by far the biggest. Cadia East, the newer developments in Newcrest in New South Wales, they're now second at 195,000 ounces and a very large and long-term mine developed from the east of the older Cadia deposits. Super Pit is now the third largest, and they had quite a good quarter at 190,000 ounces, followed by Tanami and then Telfer, which has certainly dropped down the ranks in the last few years. And it was the fifth largest at 110,000 ounces for the quarter.
Isn't it interesting? I suppose this time, 6-7 years ago, Super Pit was well and truly number one, and now we've seen the rise of these other two really big production mines.
Yes, indeed. Over the years, in mining, things never stayed the same, and they all have their day, I guess. But then you'll also see something like Boddington. It was big, it closed and came back on, and in fact the same had happened for Telfer in the past. So they wax and wane.